Ինգլիսური ენის տեստის მოსმენის დავალება. Მესამე ვარიანტი. Ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მესამე ვარიანტი.
Task 1. Listening. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will then hear the recording twice. Text 1.
I came to live in Buenos Aires, the capital city of Argentina, in 2011. On my first night in this beautiful city, I went for a walk in the streets near my new flat. In a small square, close to my home, I heard music. I went to have a look, and for the first time I saw people dancing the tango. The tango is a dance that Argentina gave to the world. At the start of the 20th century, more than 1 million people came from Africa and Europe to start a new life in South America. They brought their songs and music with them, and so the tango began around this time in Buenos Aires. For me, the dance shows both the sadness of the people who said goodbye to their homes and also the hope of a new start in Argentina. An Argentinian friend told me that I had to learn the tango if I wanted to understand Argentina, so I took his advice and went to a tango school in the center of Buenos Aires and joined a class which was taught by a professional tango dancer. I fell in love with tango, and now I've fallen in love with Buenos Aires as well. I came to live in Buenos Aires, the capital city of Argentina, in 2011. On my first night in this beautiful city, I went for a walk in the streets near my new flat. In a small square, close to my home, I heard music. I went to have a look, and for the first time I saw people dancing the tango. The tango is a dance that Argentina gave to the world. At the start of the 20th century, more than 1 million people came from Africa and Europe to start a new life in South America. They brought their songs and music with them, and so the tango began around this time in Buenos Aires. For me, the dance shows both the sadness of the people who said goodbye to their homes and also the hope of a new start in Argentina. An Argentinian friend told me that I had to learn the tango if I wanted to understand Argentina, so I took his advice and went to a tango school in the center of Buenos Aires and joined a class which was taught by a professional tango dancer. I fell in love with tango, and now I've fallen in love with Buenos Aires as well.
Text 2. Steve Winter is a famous wildlife photographer. Since he was an 8-year-old boy growing up in Indiana, in the USA, Steve dreamt of traveling around the world as a photographer for a National Geographic magazine. He would look through his father's books and magazines, and the pictures he looked at transported him to another world. He wanted to go to those exotic lands and meet the people and walk among the hills and jungles he saw in those pages. His first camera was a gift from his father on his 7th birthday. Over the next few years, Steve's father taught him the basics of photography. Steve Winter's wish came true in 1991 when he became a National Geographic photojournalist. Since then, he has been traveling around the world taking photos of some of the world's most beautiful creatures: tigers, lions, leopards, and jaguars. Through his photos, Steve tries to show people that these animals are in danger of disappearing forever, and they need our protection. In fact, with his amazing photos, he tells their stories and speaks for animals as they have no voice. Steve Winter is a famous wildlife photographer. Since he was an 8-year-old boy growing up in Indiana, in the USA, Steve dreamt of traveling around the world as a photographer for National Geographic magazine. He would look through his father's books and magazines, and the pictures he looked at transported him to another world. He wanted to go to those exotic lands and meet the people and walk among the hills and jungles he saw in those pages. His first camera was a gift from his father on his 7th birthday. Over the next few years, Steve's father taught him the basics of photography. Steve Winter's wish came true in 1991 when he became a National Geographic photojournalist. Since then, he has been traveling around the world taking photos of some of the world's most beautiful creatures, tigers, lions, leopards, and jaguars. Through his photos, Steve tries to show people that these animals are in danger of disappearing forever, and they need our protection. In fact, with his amazing photos, he tells their stories and speaks for animals as they have no voice. Text 3.
The production of silk, which was a thin, soft cloth, was once very important for the Georgian economy. It is connected to King Vakhtang Gorgosali, who not only founded Tbilisi in the 5th century AD, but also introduced silk to Georgia, which he brought from India. Gradually, silk production became as well established in Georgia as wine and honey are today. Sadly, this well-respected tradition came to an end in the 1990s. What remains is a beautiful silk museum in Tbilisi, which was founded in 1887 by the natural scientist Nikolai Shavrov. The Silk Museum in Tbilisi is one of the oldest among the world's silk museums. Today, it is well known for its unique collection of silk cloths and thousands of other objects connected to silk production. The museum is mostly visited by those who are interested in natural silk production and its history. The architecture of the museum building, designed by the Polish architect Aleksander Szymkiewicz, is very beautiful as well. It's one of the best works of Tbilisi architecture of the late 19th century, and now it is a protected national monument. The production of silk, which was a thin, soft cloth, was once very important for the Georgian economy. It is connected to King Vakhtang Gorgosali, who not only founded Tbilisi in the 5th century AD, but also introduced silk to Georgia, which he brought from India. Gradually, silk production became as well established in Georgia as wine and honey are today. Sadly, this well-respected tradition came to an end in the 1990s. What remains is a beautiful silk museum in Tbilisi, which was founded in 1887 by the natural scientist Nikolai Shavrov. The Silk Museum in Tbilisi is one of the oldest among the world's silk museums. Today, it is well known for its unique collection of silk cloths and thousands of other objects connected to silk production. The museum is mostly visited by those who are interested in natural silk production and its history. The architecture of the museum building, designed by the Polish architect Aleksander Szymkiewicz, is very beautiful as well. It's one of the best works of Tbilisi architecture of the late 19th century, and now it is a protected national monument.
Text 4. In 1609, Galileo Galilei, an Italian scientist, heard of an invention from Holland called the telescope, an object which could make faraway things appear much closer. Being a scientist, he decided to build his own telescope. One night, Galileo did what no one else thought of. He pointed his telescope to the sky and changed astronomy forever. Galileo was the first man to see mountains and craters on the surface of the moon. His study of the planet Venus proved that it was moving around the sun. Even today, over 400 years later, Galileo's influence is felt in the development of telescopes. One such telescope is the Hubble Space Telescope. It was launched in space in 1990, and it marks the most significant step forward in astronomy since Galileo's telescope. Hubble is about the size of a school bus and weighs about as much as two elephants. It moves around the Earth in 97 minutes at a speed of 28,000 kilometers per hour and takes photos of the planets and stars and sends them back to the planet Earth. Scientists have used the Hubble Space Telescope to solve many of the great mysteries of astronomy and explore the most distant stars and galaxies, as well as the planets in our solar system. In 1609, Galileo Galilei, an Italian scientist, heard of an invention from Holland called the telescope, an object which could make faraway things appear much closer. Being a scientist, he decided to build his own telescope. One night, Galileo did what no one else thought of. He pointed his telescope to the sky and changed astronomy forever. Galileo was the first man to see mountains and craters on the surface of the moon. His study of the planet Venus proved that it was moving around the sun. Even today, over 400 years later, Galileo's influence is felt in the development of telescopes. One such telescope is the Hubble Space Telescope. It was launched in space in 1990, and it marks the most significant step forward in astronomy since Galileo's telescope. Hubble is about the size of a school bus and weighs about as much as two elephants. It moves around the Earth in 97 minutes at a speed of 28,000 kilometers per hour and takes photos of the planets and stars and sends them back to the planet Earth. Scientists have used the Hubble Space Telescope to solve many of the great mysteries of astronomy and explore the most distant stars and galaxies, as well as the planets in our solar system. Text 5.
The Hague is the third largest city in Holland after Amsterdam and Rotterdam. One of the main squares in the oldest part of this beautiful city is surrounded by parliament buildings. The square has been the location of meetings of the country's parliament since 1446. This is the place where the most important events in the history of Holland took place. The main building at the center of the historic square is called the Hall of Knights. It dates back to 1290. And it is here the knights met to discuss matters. The Hall of Knights is almost 26 meters high, and the roof is a true copy of the one from the Middle Ages. The roof has the shape of a huge Viking ship turned upside down, and is made of Irish oak wood. Since 1904, the building of the Hall of Knights has been used for the opening of Parliament. The ceremony takes place on the third Tuesday of September each year. On this day, the Dutch king drives to the Parliament in a golden carriage pulled by eight black horses and gives the traditional speech from the throne in the Hall of Knights. In his speech, the king announces the government's plans for the coming year. The Hague is the third largest city in Holland after Amsterdam and Rotterdam. One of the main squares in the oldest part of this beautiful city is surrounded by Parliament buildings. The square has been the location of meetings of the country's parliament since 1446. This is the place where the most important events in the history of Holland took place. The main building at the center of the historic square is called the Hall of Knights. It dates back to 1290, and it is here the knights met to discuss matters. The Hall of Knights is almost 26 meters high, and the roof is a true copy of the one from the Middle Ages. The roof has the shape of a huge Viking ship turned upside down and is made of Irish oak wood. Since 1904, the building of the Hall of Knights has been used for the opening of Parliament. The ceremony takes place on the third Tuesday of September each year. On this day, the Dutch king drives to the Parliament in a golden carriage pulled by eight black horses and gives the traditional speech from the throne in the Hall of Knights. In his speech, the king announces the government's plans for the coming year.
This is the end of the listening section.
Mosmenis davaleba dasrulebulia.